This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to a syrupy feature story. I could also say sappy, but both words leave the wrong impression. About 70% of the global maple syrup supply comes from the Canadian province of Quebec. The thing to do in the spring is to go to a sugar shack there for a traditional meal with maple syrup incorporated into every course, but pandemic. 40 of the province's 200 sugar shacks have closed for good. I put that at 20%. To sustain a French-Canadian institution, there's an initiative to do these meals takeout style. Here's reporter Emma Jacobs.
The Courcy family normally visits a sugar shack every spring. They eat traditional foods, including maple syrup frozen over snow. Usually, they'll sit at long indoor communal tables and listen to live fiddle music. But this year, they're picking up boxed meals to eat at home. To be supportive, say the adults, Etienne and Julie. Sugar shacks already had a challenging business model pre-pandemic. They only open for a month or two at the start of sugaring season in early spring. So the pandemic arrived at the worst possible time last year, says Daniel Laurent. He and his wife are the fourth generation running this sugar shack, Le Chalet des Érables.
Everything was ready, fridge, you know, we're full of meat. And all of a sudden, the government asked us to shut down our business.
Laurent says their maple sap harvest makes up only a fraction of annual revenue.
We're talking about $30,000 a year. Just my insurance premium costs me $100,000 a year.
So the meal's key. In a normal season, they serve 1,500 a day. This year, Laurent's daughter proposed takeout meals and organized dozens of sugar shacks to join in. Customers order meals online to pick up either on site or from one of the province's largest supermarket chains, which is giving all revenues back to the sugar shacks. Quebec food historian Natalie Cook says she's not surprised by the support she's seen for the sugar shacks campaign.
We don't think of them as businesses. We think of them as part of the community.
She says her friends are sharing pictures of their meals on social media,
saying, wow, look what I've got. This is great. I scored. But you're going to lose the sense of interaction and cultural celebration.
The kind of cultural experiences the sugar shack owners say they hope to provide again, as long as the online orders keep them going until customers can come back next season in person. In Montreal, I'm Emma Jacobs for Marketplace.